Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay, I've got a question that could probably be applied to players, GMs alike, in most any situation. We'll talk about that after this. Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm pretty much going back into my head again and thinking about, you know, adventure creation, character creation, and other things that have to do with role-playing games. This game, along with a lot of other things in life, has one thing in common with things, and I'll tell you what that is in a moment. First, it's story time. It's another story about me being an actor, okay? I understand what a bad rap actors can get, especially in Hollywood right now. But I still love it. I still love doing it at my age, and I think I will do it until I die, whether it's community or professional or whatever. But that's beside the point. The creative process in acting, I always like to apply to gaming because a lot of it does apply. I'm not saying you're actors. I'm not saying players are actors or GMs are actors. I'm just saying a lot of the tenets apply. And there's one of the cliches of a stereotypical actor has to do with the method, as they called it, from Stanislavski and, you know, that kind of thing. Be a tree, be the character, you know, write a backstory, whatever, you know. I don't completely subscribe to that because a lot of my stuff I do intuitively. And I do like to pride myself the fact that I can interpret a character well. And, you know, the old cliche of saying, what's my motivation? Well, asking a director or somebody like that, what's your motivation, is the wrong thing to do. You find the motivation. You find out what this character is all about. Now, you can write a backstory and you can consult with like the director and saying, okay, this is what I think this guy's all about. What do you think? And so there's that back and forth. Well, same with the players and GMs. And what's my motivation is kind of a, I don't know, people think it's ridiculous. And I just want to say that it all boils down to one word. And I am reminded of the series The Prisoner and the episode The General, where he basically stopped the computer. He destroyed the computer with one word. And it's the same word here. W-H-Y question mark. Why? Look at anything and go, why? Whether it's a character, player character backstory, a plot point in the GM's adventure, an NPC in the GM's adventure, why the town does what it does, why is the town located here? Why do these people do this once a year? Why is this festival is happening? That's the whole thing. And that one word, you come up with something. It could do anything. Come up with anything. It does not have, here's one, once again, it does not have to make sense. You find the sense. You know, because what you do, and like every smart person from, you know, Einstein on down or whoever, you got to follow the thread. You got to follow the conclusion. Now, a lot of this is like a lot of players are going, oh, this is too much work and stuff, which is fine. I mean, if you want to play, you know, a character who you just rolled up a half hour ago and he's Joe Fighter, go ahead. But, you know, for people who want to pursue this, and GMs, this is the kind of thing you need to find out, to hang the story together, to hang the adventure together. Constantly ask why. Because what happens is you start with a why, no matter what it is. You start with a why, and then you start logically, why do the populace of this town once a year have a summer festival celebrating the sun? Why? Because this is an agricultural town, and they depend on that for their crops. Okay, fine. Why aren't they celebrating the crops? Because the sun and the rain and things, I mean, it could be a weather celebration too, because this is a crucial way of them getting crops. If they don't have crops, the town dies, because that's their main industry. They raise the crops, they refine the crops. Say they got like a big mill that does a lot of things. And so they celebrate that. And also because people in the town, it's a pantheistic world. And so they're praying to the god of agriculture, which in my world is potatoes. And so they do this in their mind to appease, quote unquote, the god. Maybe they give some kind of, they have a festival, all sorts of crops are displayed and offered. And actually, this would come better like after the fall, but that's not the point. You can go back and go, why does this take place in the summer? Okay, you can go back and do that. See, why leads to another why, leads to another why, leads to another why, and finally you get something that's cohesive and it holds together. So that's the word, that's got to be the one sacred word. I mean, you know, they say nothing's sacred, but they got one sacred word for your creativity. Why is this character I came up with, why does he pick his teeth? Well, that's because he eats a lot of, grain. He actually takes the grain, the stalks of wheat off of the branch and just starts, you know, munching on the seeds and sticking the thing in his mouth. So he gets the seeds caught in there. And so he picks his teeth all the time. And he's done that enough where it's a habit. He's always picking his teeth. Maybe he takes his dagger and picks his teeth. I don't know. But that's a character thing right there. Why does he eat grain? Well, maybe when he grew up, that's all they had. And he had no way of processing it. And he was too young to know how to process it. So he ate it off the stalk. And maybe he got to like it. And so he keeps doing it, even though he can eat, like, you can make wheat and meat bread or whatever. You know, it's just something he does. That is the golden why. And that is the golden word. That's the magic word. Yes. Yeah, you know, they say please and thank you are the magic words. Well, this is the other magic word. This is the creative magic word. So next time you're coming up with a character or an adventure or an NPC or a location or a world or whatever, remember that golden word, why. Okay? Got it? Good. All right, this is a little short one, and I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And for my single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Gilbert Sars, Benjamin Brodell, and Jason from Moro Project. Thank you very much. Other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, we got Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.